Sheffield Wednesday played Manchester City in the recent past. Two games, of course, but at the Etihad, which it probably wasn't then in name, you scored against Nicky Weaver. Talk us through that moment.
I just remember the night we had gone a goal down, and I think we were under the cosh a little bit. We won a free kick out wide, and I think Chris Brunt, with that wand of a left foot, whipped in a free kick. I just got away from Mika Richards and was able to get a good glancing header on the ball. And 99 times out of 100 would probably end up in row Z, but this one time it was perfect. Just flighted over the top of Nicky Weaver into the top corner, equaliser. From a personal point of view, probably one of the highlights of my time as a player at Wednesday. It was fantastic.
Have you reminded Nicky of it since? Because he obviously has now got quite an association with this football club.
It never gets mentioned to Nicky, especially when we drew them in the cup. It wasn't mentioned 100 times after that either. No. I mean, there's some good banter goes on, and Nicky admits it was a fantastic. He's no chance of getting there. It's just, as I say, it was one of these most perfect type of touches that you get, and more often than not, they don't hit the back of the net. That one's gone into the top corner. It was excellent. We had a great following that night. It was in front of the Wednesday fans, and I think there was 6,000 there, and just gave us all a bit of a lift. And yeah, great memory.
And we shouldn't forget either, despite the fact that there'll be a lot of talk now about the difference between what they've got and can spend now, that was at the start of Manchester City's real rise to prominence financially and in the Premier League, albeit under a different owner, I think, at the time.
Yeah, I don't think it was that long since they'd moved out of the old main road into this fabulous multi-million pound stadium. And slowly but surely, the big hitters, the big spenders were starting to bring in the big names and things like that. So, no, listen, it was never going to be an easy game on paper anyway. Slightly changed now. They've taken a few steps up the ladder with regards to the type of player they've got in their squad. But football's about opportunities, and our group of players on Wednesday night have a fabulous opportunity to put their wits against some world-class players.
Because perhaps you could argue the same about both clubs in terms of progression of sorts, because that is a challenge. Then you were talking about players who were of the 10 million bracket, if you like, even now if it's about the 20 million bracket.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, yeah, we've come on a little bit since then, and they've gone on a little bit since then. So, listen, their spending power's phenomenal. We fully understand that. But ourselves, form-wise, this season, we'll go there. We'll show all the respect in the world to them, but we certainly won't fear them. Our group of players are playing with a lot of confidence against the champions, England. It's a fantastic opportunity for whether you're on the coaching staff or whether you're on the playing staff. It's a great evening for the supporters to go through as well.
And we know this season Sheffield Wednesday can certainly defend. What is it, 6 clean sheets in the bag already? But that will be tested by Aguero and his mates over there.
Yeah, you would reckon this could be our biggest test of the season from that point of view. But confidence is an amazing thing in football. And as I say, the squad, not just the starting 11, this squad, because at times I think Glenn was suspended and Stuart made one or two changes against Burnley in the previous round. And so whoever stepped in has stood up to the plate as well, and we've got clean sheets in both those games against Bolton and against Burnley, where we've had to change our defence. So credit where credit's due. The lads that are at the moment on the fringes have been magnificent when they've been given the opportunity again. And whether or not Stuart changes one or two positions, we're not sure until kick-off, but all the lads are ready for it, let's put it that way.
There's no point really asking you about the quality of the opposition, because you look in their first team squad, and I dare say in their, what is it, elite performance squad now, yeah, they're all quality footballers, aren't they? But are there one or two players, just as a fan really as much as anything else, you hope are playing for Man City on Wednesday?
Well, what I did yesterday in the Chelsea game, the first thing I looked at is to see who was on their bench, because I'm thinking, right, well, might not start with that full 11 on Wednesday night, let's see the bench. And then you see names like Nasri, Di Michaelis, so many of them that could potentially start the game. On top of that, their elite development squad, their under 21 group, they would probably walk into majority of championship teams, and we're fully aware of that. But again, I go back to it. What an opportunity for the players to be up. I think as a player, you want to play against their best 11. I don't think many people will bet on...
And what's that exactly?
Yeah, exactly. I've seen their 25-man squad, and that's it's frightening on paper, isn't it? But yeah, you'd love to be playing against Aguero. You'd love big Vincent Kompany to be playing. You'd love, that for me, David Silva's one of the most balletic type of players in the Premier League. You'd want to take shots at Joe Hart. These are the names that you see week in, week out that are probably their big names. Whether or not they start on Wednesday night, I'm not sure. But if it is Nasri and if it is Di Michaelis and if it is Aitken other to come in, then I'm sure the lads will be happy with that.
The second string. And just finally, I mean, how important is it that Wednesday go into this game? There is a confidence about this team right now. You are in the higher echelons of the Championship and there's a ruggedness about the team.
Yeah. Stuart's built a solid platform. The players have bought into that. So we are becoming hard to beat. But don't let that detract away from the fact that we are playing some really good football. We are playing attacking football, 0-0 against Bolton when we've had 25 attempts at goal. Now, that's attacking football, unfortunately. You need that little bit of luck, you need that little bit of composure at the right time. One of these games, we're going to bang in five or six. It'd be nice if it were Wednesday night, I can't really see that happening. But no, as you say, there is a ruggedness about the group, and that's a group as a whole. It's not just the starting 11, like I've touched on. There's a squad of 20 players there, and we've got a couple of lads out injured at the moment in Kieran Lee and Sam Hutchison. They'll be like two brand new signings when they come back as well. So congratulations to the group so far. Long way to go. It's a tough league. There's going to be a few blips on the road, but with the confidence they're playing at the moment, then it's been enjoyable.